Thank you for helping me order, sweetheart. I really need to take the time to learn the language properly. Yeah, I have the excuse that I'm a foreigner, but you know how I hate giving people such a hard time, especially in their own country. Do you promise to help me learn? I appreciate it, really. It's so awkward, you know, just staring at people and they're asking me questions and I'm just like, what? You know? At one point, I won't have to depend on you anymore to be my translator. But today is not that day. Anyway, I have some questions and you have the answers. Why did you pick such a incredibly fancy restaurant for us to go to? Oh, no, I love it. But it seems a little out of character for you. You like simple, I like simple. We'd sooner take our food to go than stay and sit at a restaurant. So what gives? What exactly are you planning? Why am I so suspicious? Well, let's see. We're at a restaurant, you and me, in a particularly secluded section of it. That's number one. Number two, now that I'm looking at the decor, this place seems to have a certain theme to it that you would certainly love. So, oh, let's not forget number three. You have a big grin on your face like I just caught you in something. Baby. What was the plan? You just wanted to take me out somewhere special. I don't think that's all. Why do I say that? Well, the music is slow and romantic. But, once again looking at the decor, there seems to be a lot of fetish items. And these candles look like they would be perfect to drip on your skin. They look like the ones we use at home. Oh, and forgive me if I'm wrong, but those clearly look like iron chains connected to the wall. What would that be used for, darling? I got you. I caught you red-handed, didn't I? Well, you did tell me about these types of places, but I really didn't believe that they were real. And you took advantage of the fact that I can barely read the language, trickster. So, let me get this straight. This place is like some cool combination of a restaurant, BDSM studio, and hotel. If so, I am all for that, darling. But I didn't pack anything. You didn't tell me to pack anything. I mean, I'm all here for the food, which I'm very horrified about the price of because I didn't see the price on the menu. God, I fear the bill for a place like this, especially with what it specializes in. What? You packed for me? When did you do that? While I was sleeping? How is that even possible? I'm a very light sleeper. Oh, that's why you made me pancakes for breakfast. You are so sneaky, you know that? That's why you made me pancakes. Oh, you absolute fool. Not you, myself. I'm calling myself a fool. We both know what happens when I eat pancakes. It's like a drug. I just fall asleep instantly. I allow myself to get played so hard. But, okay, so I'm guessing our luggage is in the car at the moment. What's the damage? The price, baby. What's the bill? Oh, you're not gonna tell me? I know how this is gonna go. So, you're gonna be disobedient, I see. Oh, you don't know what I'm talking about. And here I thought I had such an obedient slave. Well, it looks like after dinner, I won't have to teach you a lesson. By the end, you will only show me obedience. That grin has not gone anywhere, and it seems like you perked up even more. I wonder how hard you are. Very. Excellent. What am I gonna do to you? Now, why would I want to spoil that information? You are so nosy. Did you know that, princess? Fine. It all depends on what you brought. And knowing you, you like to always be prepared, so I guess you brought a lot of your toys with you. Ah, yes. Toys, accessories, and outfits. Well, assuming that you brought everything, the first thing I would do is sit you down on the ground. And by sit, I mean kneel. I would fasten the collar that I gifted you right around your neck, nice and tight, where it belongs. Disobedient slaves like yourself don't deserve to wear clothes, so I hope you brought a suitable change of clothing, because yours are gonna get destroyed tonight. They will be ripped off your body. Your nipples being free would be a complete and utter sin, so you better have brought those clover clamps with you, because they're staying on there for a long while. A cock ring will be placed on you, and your balls will be tied up. I need them to be nice and sensitive for later. Depending on how I feel, your collar, nipples, cock, and balls will all be connected by a chain. And anytime you move, oh, you'll really, really feel that tugging. I don't want to hear any complaining coming from you at all during this night. The panties that I'm wearing right now are going to be going right into your mouth, and if you attempt to spit them out, well, you won't have a chance to. Duct tape's going to be keeping it in place. And that cute little asshole, so tight. It's not going to be once I'm done with it. Oh, don't look so shocked, princess. I know how much you like being manhandled. I'm just giving you exactly what you want. You want my fingers inside of you. A plug, bigger and bigger. Then a dildo, bigger and bigger, thrusting inside of you. Isn't that exactly what you want? To be pegged? To be fucked? Oh, now you're biting your lip. How cute. So, let's just get to your punishment. Too much of a good thing is a bad thing. So, guess what's gonna happen to you? We are gonna up the intensity. I just hope you remember our safe word. You're gonna need it. But first, our dinner's coming. Isn't that great? It smells so good in here. Baby. Snap out of it. It's time to enjoy this nice dinner that you surprised me with. You're so sweet to me. I love you. You horny beast. You want to play? Aw, I know you want to play, darling. But good things come to those who wait. Patience is always rewarded. You have a question? You may ask your question, princess. Oh, you're taller than me, but you silly little thing. Of course I'm gonna give you the best aftercare you've ever experienced. I would be cruel not to. You have nothing to worry about. You are in safe hands, as always.